This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning, Lee. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. We're on the show. We're on the air. Awesome. Okay. This is, think of this day. This is a incredibly historic day. For the half of America, plus about 5%, that lives in reality. Lives in a world that isn't a fantasy. And a world that is real and not so manipulated by our intelligence agencies, they can't literally tell what end is up. This is a day far bigger than Watergate. This dwarfs that. This is a day of, and Trump called it a bombshell. This is an absolute bombshell. We have naked felonies right in front of our face. We've got the Democrat leadership involved in them. We've got them dead to rights. I mean, this is not a, hey, we misinterpreted the data. Maybe we could have looked at a Russia collusion hoax a little different way. Maybe some analysts might have looked at it a different way. This is felonies. They're undeniable. And it's not just felonies, Lee. That's the shocking part. Felonies committed by the Democrat leadership, by Adam Schiff, by Eric Swalwell. If that was just it, to create the Russia collusion hoax, that alone would be a bigger bombshell than Watergate. But the bombshell is that the FBI covered up those felonies. And those felonies weren't just committed by Adam Schiff, who was the ranking leader of the Intelligence Committee, a Democrat. They were committed by James Comey. The Justice Department knew it. Knew the director of the FBI had committed these felonies in leaking this information, investigated it. I love their name for the investigation, Arctic Haze. In other words, make it really hazy. Make it really confusing.
And cold, too.
Let's make it cold. We'll freeze this thing right where it is. Because at this point, the FBI is not only covering up, and the Department of Justice is not only covering up Comey's crimes, the FBI's crimes, but the Democrat leadership's crimes, too. This is the collusion. This is a conspiracy. This is cut and dry. Now, what am I talking about? I just wanted to, everyone to listen, just really to grasp the historic nature of today and how big of a deal all this is. It's going to take me a lot of the show just to unpack it. But here's what happened. Senator Adam Schiff, who was then Representative Adam Schiff, he was the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. And he authorized leaks of classified information to tarnish President Trump's image during the Russiagate probe. He was mad. He wanted to be director of the CIA, and he believed that in the Hillary Clinton administration, he would get to be. And then Trump won, and he was really angry about that. And so he took classified information, which ironically was fake itself, but whatever, it was classified, the most top secret information, including all kinds of sources and means and ways around Russia, and he leaked it. Each one of these instances carries 10 years in prison as a felony. Each one. And yet, they were sitting there, the Democrats on the committee, casually planning their leaks. When a Democrat whistleblower pointed out that he believed this activity was illegal, unethical, and treasonous, quote, unquote, he was brushed aside. They wanted him to help. During an FBI interview in June 2023, the whistleblower, the Democrat, who worked with the Intelligence Committee, recalled being part of an all-staff meeting by now Senator Adam Schiff, Democrat out of California, in which the Democrats stated the group would leak classified information that would be derogatory to President Trump in order to build the case to indict President Trump. The key word there is classified. When the whistleblower, a Democrat, said he objected to Schiff's idea, said he thought it would not only be illegal, but unethical and treasonous, he was brushed aside. He was ignored. So he reached out to the FBI. He was even invited to attend a mock grand jury hearing where they're, you know, I guess preparing him for testimony before a grand jury because these are crimes. Only to later be told that the Justice Department would not investigate any further. Wow. The whistleblower claimed during his 2023 interview he did not believe Schiff's actions were covered by the speech or debate clause. That's what Schiff was telling his staffers. Oh, don't worry. I'm covered by, you know, the free speech debate clause, blah, 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 Constitution, Bill of Rights. No, you don't get to leak classified information. That's not your free speech. You can't just say, oh, I'm a Democrat. I'll break this law because I'm speaking. Doesn't work that way. If it did, the FBI would have never ended up on Trump's lawn at Mar-a-Lago for, ironically, Lee,
yeah,
inappropriately possessing, not leaking,
yeah,
possession classified data, yeah, under a novel legal theory, never tried before since the founding, that, well, if Trump didn't write himself a memo saying he declassified it as president, then maybe it wasn't declassified. Let's dig through Melania's underwear drawer. So this is how the FBI and the DOJ treats actual felony level classified leaking. And I'm just getting started. You should see the internal FBI memos. Catherine Herridge has them this morning. Holy cow. And bear with me today. We've had a lot of stuff go down, so I'm working off my phone. If there's some pauses here that shouldn't be here, I just please bear with me. I'm pulling it up and hold on. It's going to take a minute because I've only...
Well, we've got complete confidence in your ability to ad-lib here, Tara. Not
Thank
a problem.
You. This is a day that tests... Here we
That's
go. Okay, Catherine,
if I can
Herridge.
Help you out any, let me know.
Okay, here we go. Here's just from the FBI memo. Blank, it's blanked out. Noted Swalwell has been a source of a lot of leaked information and had to be counseled to be more careful. Talking about classified data. That's so illegal. This is Swalwell, you know, the one with the Fang Fang Chinese girlfriend, that dude.
Yeah.
Good to know he just leaks information. What if he leaked any of it to the Chinese?
Gee, who knew?
That's a separate story.
Yeah.
Okay. Catherine Herridge writes, I have obtained a newly declassified FBI interview summary from 2017 about the intelligence leaks with the Russia probes. According to the FBI report, Swalwell has been the source of a lot of the leaked information. And that was apparently okay. It was fine. They were Democrats. Laws don't apply to them. It gets even better. Again, this is internal FBI memo, a 302. Okay. And so what they're writing up is, you know, you write up a 302. It's evidence of the crimes that we have collected from interviews and investigations. Okay. So this has been declassified by Kash Patel, head of the FBI. All right. This is incredible. And it says, look, it even goes in and explains, hey, the reason Adam Schiff is doing this, he's mad. He wanted to be CIA director. Trump won. So he's going to destroy Trump. Things changed after the election. Schiff believed that Russia hijacked the election and the United States was in the middle of a constitutional crisis. Classified information began leaking to the media. So the FBI knows. Now, who did it? Did they know that? Yeah. The Democrat minority leadership, this is on the Intelligence Committee, was aware of the leaks, but under the impression that leaking the information was one way to topple the Trump administration and fix the, quote, constitutional crisis. Well, here's a problem. Each instance is a felony. The leaks were driven from the top. Again, this is the FBI, Lee. They investigated it under what they called Arctic haze and just closed it down.
Yeah.
They closed it down. So, you know, you're beginning to see there's so much crime here by the Democrats in concert with the FBI. Because remember, this whole thing started as a way to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. Remember, they were on those thumb drives,
yeah.
All that classified data that she had removed. I believe she sold it, but that she had removed and put on that deliberately unsecured server where CrowdStrike had even said to her, hey, this server's not secure. You know, you're having incursions on your server. Look, some of them look like foreign parties. You want us to secure it? She didn't. I think it's because she wanted to put the classified data there so the foreign parties could get it. And they did, 5 separate countries. We know that's been known for years. And well, as all this was coming out, they didn't know what to do, remember? So they did the FBI did the email investigation. And when they found evidence of her crimes on the thumb drives that she had illegally removed, because she could only even view the stuff in a closed room called a SCIF, instead she was stealing it. She was walking out with it on thumb drives. They went, what do we do with this? I know. We'll classify the evidence of her crimes. We'll make it go away. So they did. And to cover up the swirl, because remember, the swirl was big around that time around the emails. What did they need? They needed something bigger. So they made up the Russia collusion hoax. They used real sources and methods, classified the whole thing, turned to the Democrats in Adam Schiff, and let them leak it all. Top secret stuff. Felony after felony after felony. But see, but then, Lee, the FBI was so knee deep in felonious behavior themselves, that they really couldn't prosecute Swalwell and Schiff. And it looks like they started. Again, they had gotten all the way to a mock grand jury. So that's where you're practicing having your witness go before a grand jury. And they pulled the plug on the whole thing under Joe Biden in 2023. And I didn't even get to the felonies by Comey. That'll be next segment. I didn't have time to put all the felonies in one segment. Maybe by the end of the show, I'll get it nice and condensed. So I can get all the felonies by the FBI, Hillary, and the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee into one segment. We got them. We got them dead to rights. And folks, Tulsi Gabbard said, we still haven't even declassified it all. Pray tell, what else did they do? And by the way, the key part of this, the purpose of all of this leaking, quote, would be used to indict President Trump. I hope the country, everyone gets to see this so they can finally understand what the FBI is and what the Democrat Party is. So much more to this. So much of it illegal. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, and I apologize. There's not going to be a stream today or a text line. We're having a lot of technical difficulties. Just bear with us. This is a huge, huge breaking news day. I mean, this is the day. Look, this is the day that it all breaks wide open. And we're going to hit part two. Headline. Comey's media mole told the FBI he shaped the Russian narrative. Wait, what? Yeah, we got the guy. He's a professor at Columbia. And what James Comey would do was take the classified information, and it was illegal for him to publish or leak or give to anyone, and he would give it to this Columbia professor for some reason, I guess a friend of his or something. Columbia University law professor by the name of Daniel Richmond. Daniel Richmond would turn around and take it to the New York Times or would confirm it for the New York Times. This morning, Richmond is saying, well, you know, I can't really confirm or deny if I gave them the information. Unbelievable. So Comey himself was also leaking classified information to the media. That's a felony. It's part of the conspiracy, which we now have absolute proof stretched until 2023. Why is that important? It's important because it means it's not outside statute of limitations. The FBI was still colluding to cover these crimes in 2023. That is why this whistleblower, a Democrat who's just come forward, is so key. Okay. Here's Jonathan Turley, a legal law professor, reacting to this breaking news. This is from an FBI memo. Understand this. And the Democrats are casually sitting around on the Intel Committee making plans to leak classified information. And the whistleblower who has come forward is saying, you can't do that. That's a felony. It's treason. And they're just gaffing him off, going ahead with their plans for leaking, both Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. Let's see if we can get the audio play. Okay, it's not going to play. Really want to play this for you today. Let me see if this one will work. Okay, we're not going to have audio today. I'm sorry. It's okay. We can talk our way through. It's what we used to do on radio. Okay. Sorry. It's on my phone. Just going to have to wait. I'm sorry. Let's talk about something else. In Texas, the Democrats... Okay. All right. Let's... Bear with me. Sorry. Got it. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Folks, if you're waking up today, let me start the show again the way I meant to start it. If you're waking up today, for the 55% of this country, it gets at least some form of real news that lives in reality, not a reality altered by the lies of mainstream media and the control of that mainstream media by our intelligence agencies. Today is a bigger day than Watergate, by far. Today is a day so mind-blowing. Today's the day it all came together, the bombshell, the hoax. But the collusion, the felonies, the perfect coordination to commit those felonies, incredibly, between the Democrat leadership on the Intelligence Committee, specifically Adam Schiff, yes, but also Eric Swalwell, the FBI's collusion to cover up the felonies committed through the leaking of classified data, the FBI's own felonies committed by James Comey to leak the classified data personally, and what will probably be some kind of accessory felonies committed by Merrick Garland, who was then the Department of Justice head to cover the whole thing up. Look, we've never seen a scandal like this in this country. This makes Watergate look like child's play. And the most incredible, the most incredible pair I've ever read, and I'm a crime reporter, okay? That's what I did, is this one. From the Federal Bureau of Investigation, declassified, because it was classified, they always classify to cover up their crimes. We're learning that now. It's a 302. It's from their investigation into the, gosh, mind-numbing number of felonies committed here by all of them in order to smear Donald Trump. This paragraph. It's from the whistleblower, the Democrat whistleblower on the Intelligence Committee. And he writes about how they'd sit around, all staff meeting, led by Adam Schiff. And by all staff, we're talking about the Democrat staff. They have minority staffs and majority staffs on the Intel Committee. So Schiff's sitting around, quote, in the meeting, Schiff stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, period. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict Trump. Blank, it's blanked out, so we don't know who it is, stated this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting reassured Blank, so Blank is the whistleblower. So Blank, the whistleblower, stated this would be illegal. He's telling them, we can't do this. It's classified. And upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting, so these would all be Congress members and staff, Democrat Congress members and staff, reassured the whistleblower that they would not be caught leaking classified information. I know. You're driving to work. You're busy. You're doing things. And you're running over to your radio to turn it up. You should, because this is a this is history. This is huge. Bigger than Watergate ever was. Because in Watergate, you did not have the collusion of so many intelligence agencies to one, commit crimes, but two, cover up the other crimes as well. These people almost ruled us, folks. Do you know how close they got to ruling us forever? In fact, another breaking news story today out of New York Post, when Paul Sperry, one of my favorite, probably two favorite investigative reporters, began to get on a trail of this. We're now learning this from the New York Post. Do you know what they did? Adam Schiff personally went to his FBI friend at Twitter. This was under Jack Dorsey, of course, when he was the owner, and had Sperry's account shut down. Can you imagine the kind of power to commit crime? And then if a reporter gets onto your trail, you just have them canceled. With a snap of your fingers. You should call your friends at the FBI. Hey, Paul Sperry, he's getting close to the crimes I committed. Could you take care of it? And Elvis, who was the censor, says, yeah, sure. They silence Sperry. I want to read this paragraph again because it's, wow, it's one for the ages. This paragraph, if we win control of this country back, because we're still fighting for it, don't kid yourself. If we come out the other end of this thing, this paragraph will live in infamy. It will be talked about decades from now, the way Watergate is talked about today, this paragraph. That's why this is such a historic day. This is, again, from the FBI's own internal documents. And I'm just going to say the whistleblower, where the blanks are, because we don't know the whistleblower's name. The whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting led by Adam Schiff. By all staff, again, these are just the Democrats. They have their own staffs, right, on these committees. So it's the Democrat members and their own staff. Republicans have their own staff, and they're not in these meetings, okay? The whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting by Democrat Adam Schiff. In this meeting, Schiff stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting, so that would be either Democrat staff or Democrat Congress members or both, reassured the whistleblower that they would not be caught leaking classified information. How do they know that? Well, we know because we've got the other side of it. The FBI would just cover it up. And when it got to the Department of Justice, which was then, you know, by the time all this is coming out, led by Merrick Garland, they would just sit around, laugh, call the investigation into the leaks Arctic haze. In other words, make a haze of it, make it confusing, freeze this thing. And it would all be shut down. I got a question for you. If you know, and this is what the Democrats are saying in this meeting, if you know you can commit a crime like this over and over and over again, and the FBI will cover for you, what are the limits? No. What are the limits? What crimes can't you commit? Could you know about, I don't know, an assassin headed to kill Donald Trump? Just cover that up too. Let him go. Turn him loose. Approve his visa so we can get here. What can't you do? What won't they cover up? The possibilities are limitless. And if there's a problem, if a reporter gets on the set, we'll just have him censored. If Elon Musk had not bought Twitter, folks, we would know none of this. And Donald Trump wouldn't be president. Because he'd have no way to communicate. It's an ecosystem of freedom. And it's fragile. It's fragile to this moment. We lose that ecosystem. Elon Musk rolls over into bed one day and decides, I don't want to do this anymore. It's too hard. I'm going to give in to the censors. By the way, you still have John Brennan, even weeks ago, former CIA director, trying to censor me and you and everyone on Twitter from Ireland, where they have laws saying that we can't say true things in America. And they want the censors to censor us in our country to cover this up. That's how desperate they are. That's why John Brennan was over. That's why I talk about it all the time. The goal of censorship in Europe isn't Europeans, although they're part of it. It's us. It's Musk. Folks, these people are so desperate, they have Musk under criminal investigation right now for Russia disinformation on Twitter. If he steps onto the European continent, or God forbid was to ever step into France, he would go into a jail cell. These people are still gunning for us. Understand that. And they may still win. Don't think we got this thing won yet. We don't have this thing won yet until Adam Schiff, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Merrick Garland, all these people are in handcuffs and safely behind bars where they can't hurt anyone anymore. That's where we are this morning. But the good news is we have the upper hand. We were never supposed to have the upper hand again. Listen to the confidence there. In this meeting, Adam Schiff stated, the Democrat Congress member, that the group would leak classified information. That's a felony. Which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal, and upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower they would not be caught leaking classified information. They didn't care if they were. Comey was doing it too. The head of the FBI was doing it too. They just cover it up and move on. Now, why did they get away with this? Why'd they get away with this? Because they'd already taken over the Justice Department, remember? They'd said, well, Jeff Sessions, Trump's attorney general, he touched a Russian once in a greeting line. He shook his hand. Some lobbyist. So he can't be attorney general anymore. He has to just go and stay away from Trump things. And Sessions went, okay, that's fine. And then, folks, who took over after that? Again, another person everybody's missing who needs to be in handcuffs, Bill Barr did. Daddy Bush's best friend. Attended each other's weddings. Attended each other's kids' weddings. Worked together from their time at the CIA. Bill Barr. Bill Barr was overseeing all this, folks. You remember this? During Trump, he was going to go get to the bottom of it. Under Trump. Boy, he did, didn't he? Not at all. This has all been sitting there. Anybody going to call Bill Barr in? Christopher Wray was overseeing all this as FBI director. Where's he? He cool with this too? But the good news is It would be terrifying if I was reporting this to you and we did not have the upper hand. We have the upper hand. But don't forget, we're in war for an absolute fight for the future of this nation. They will do anything to stop this right now. If I were Trump, honestly, I wouldn't leave the walls of the White House or Mar-a-Lago. Like, I would be afraid to fly in a plane. Might be shot out of the air. This is that big of a deal. What I hope is that it's too late. That it has gone so far and so wide and it's circulating right now on X that it's too late. It's too late to stop it. There's nothing you could do at this point. It would only make it worse if the president was to fall from the air. That's how serious this is. This is, wow, a day that will live in infamy in history for the 50, 55% of Americans who get real news now. This is, wow. I mean, when do you see the FBI colluding with the CIA and the CIA colluding with the FBI and the FBI colluding with the DOJ and the FBI and the DOJ colluding with the CIA to commit felonies, to declassify and leak information. By the way, fake information that would be used to indict President Trump. And remember how they faked the info too? We got that part yesterday. I mean, these are bombshells. Remember we learned yesterday Hillary's campaign hired federal contractors to fake the Russian hacking of our elections boards. None of that was real. They created the internet traffic to fake the hacking of the DNC server. And then they released it. There's nothing like this, not since the founding. It's incredible. Jonathan Turley said it. And he's not wrong, folks. This unbelievable meeting with Democrats just sitting around on the Intelligence Committee led by Adam Schiff, planning to commit felonies. All staff on board. Can you imagine your boss at work? Just sitting there. Okay, folks, so today we're going to commit this felony, this felony, and this felony to get ahead of our competition. I know, excuse me, that's a felony. Like, you can't do that. And your boss says, nah, don't worry, we won't get caught. We're good. And they knew they wouldn't because the FBI would be there to protect them. And they did. They were. They closed the investigation. They opened it. They studied it. They knew who leaked it. They saw it appear in the media, the classified data, and they just shut down the investigation all while making their plans to raid Mar-a-Lago. Because Trump, according to a new legal theory they cooked up that's never been used since the founding, should have written himself a memo declassifying the stuff he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. That he didn't, by the way, actually take with him. The archives bugged him again and again and again. Hey, do you want this? You want this? You want this? He didn't. They mailed it anyway. Soon as it got there, barely unpacked, they raided him. So that's how classified information is handled when you're a Republican. If you're a Democrat, you can sit around, make plans to, you know, leak it. Go ahead and leak it. Have your staff leak it. Tell your staff to leak it. And then just say, oh, don't worry. We won't get caught. We're Democrats. There you go, folks. It's all declassified this morning. Read it if you like on Twitter. Democrats can scream Epstein all you want. Now I know why yesterday the only things trending on X were hashtags related to Trump and Epstein. You almost couldn't get anything else through. There's got to be a bot army out there trying to just cover this up. Anyway, here's liberal law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News, just aghast at this.
This is a truly chilling account, if true. Now, when I first read it, frankly, I was taken aback because it's perfectly moronic to commit such a felony with a planning conference meeting with staff. That's not usually how things are leaked in Washington, D.C. What makes this different, Will, is that this was a statement made to FBI agents. The person who made this statement was no doubt aware that lying to FBI agents is not just a crime, but a crime that was repeatedly prosecuted during prior administrations, including the Obama and Biden administrations.
Yep. But not when Democrats. So folks, this is the heart of dual justice. And look, Turley's pointing this out. These are felonies. Either the whistleblower is lying to the FBI, which is a felony, lying to the DOJ, which is a felony, or Schiff's lying. It didn't, none of this happened. But somebody committed a felony.
So making the statement puts you at risk. That's why someone's lying here. and someone's a felon.
Okay, well, let's just for a moment hypothetically take this whistleblower at their word. Let's assume for a moment that it's true, Professor. What kind of punishment follows for leaking classified information?
Well, this is a very significant punishment. You can have, in addition to having multiple counts, you can easily go 10 years in terms of a sentence, if not more, depending on the circumstances and the number of violations. Each of these leaks is an individual violation. Each of these documents would likely be charged as a violation. That type of count stacking is precisely what Mueller and others did. Remember, these are these are very similar to the types of claims made against Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago, that he removed material and improperly stored them. There were also allegations that he might have revealed them to third parties. But this is much more serious in one sense. Trump was accused of negligence in most of these counts. This would be a premeditated criminal act to release classified information to damage one's political opponent.
Social crime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.